Welcome to Jim McKay, Marilyn Million Day at Laurel Park.
For folks in the horse racing industry here in Maryland, there's nothing quite like a trip to the winner's circle here on Maryland's Day at the Races.
Okay, everybody ready? Right over here. All set?
Posing for photos with trainers, jockeys, owners, grooms, family, friends, and those mighty thoroughbreds all packed into this winner's circle.
Thank you.
All on this day that celebrates the many people who take part in the journey from birth to the track to the winner's circle for horses sired by Maryland Stallions.
With a win at the wire, it's another trip to the winner's circle for Ben's Cat and King Leatherberry.
This is our race. And the first time we had this years ago, I won two with the Maryland Million. And Jim McKay was tickled to death. He had won one. It's a special day because it's our little gathering. The Preakness is a big day, but that's a national thing. Our second biggest day in Maryland is the Maryland Million, and it's caught on, and people enjoy it, and it's a festive day.
Programs! Maryland Million programs!
And you've had the pleasure of going to the winner's circle more with Ben's Cat a few times, and more than anyone else.
Yeah, so I'm trying to keep that up, keep my streak going.
Right as up!
19-year-old jockey Trevor McCarthy, who a week ago went to the Laurel Park Winner's Circle here four times in one day, knows how special a trip would be to the Winner's Circle here on Maryland Million Day.
It's a big feeling, you know, great feeling, you know, to be in a Winner's Circle on such a big day, especially if you win a big race and, you know, the horse runs really good. It means a lot, definitely is. A couple of these breeders that come from here, Maryland, you know, a lot of these guys are a lot of old-timers, and to win for them is a huge deal.
It's Christmas in October.
Please direct your attention to the Maryland Million Winner's Circle here at Laurel Park.
And with horses from their Country Life farm, Mike Pons and his family knows what it's like to go to the Winner's Circle and celebrate Christmas in October on Maryland Million Day.
You haven't arrived until you've won a Maryland Million race. As a breeder, as an owner, as a jockey, as a trainer, as a stallion manager, you know, it's a litmus test.
Eight to Fast to Catch is entering the winner's circle with trainer Tim Keefe.
A special thing, any horse to the winner's circle. But on Maryland Million Day, you're here with all your peers, all the people you work with day in, day out, you know, the jockeys, the other owners, the trainers, and everybody. So it's doubly special on Maryland Million Day.
Okay, be careful. The horse coming in.
You could say that guy, popular Maryland Jockey Club security guard Martin Mora, is the traffic cop of sorts in the very busy and crowded winner's circle here Laurel Park on Maryland Million Day.
Oh, yeah, this is a big day, especially for Maryland people. It's horsemen and all the kind of people from Maryland. Especially on a circle because a lot of people come down to take a picture. Owner, friends of the trainer, the jockey, everybody come down, actually. Everybody come down to want to take a picture.
Nothing like being in the winner's circle on Maryland Million Day.
Oh, yeah, it's really special place for that day. Crowding and everybody be happy. I like working here because I see all the people can be really happy for that day.
A day of races featuring the offspring of Maryland-based stallions that bears the name of Jim McKay in the state where he made his home since moving here as a teenager, proposed the concept that is bigger and stronger than ever. Saturday's 28th annual Jim McKay Maryland Million, Maryland's Day at the Races. In the winner's circle at the track by the tracks, Laurel Park. Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.